AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Can he do it? Can Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump win today's big prize? Michigan. A day after tossing a protester out of a rally in North Carolina.
Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy.
Trump is hoping to take delegate-rich Michigan and its white working-class voters in the Republican primary. AP correspondent Mark Smith says Michigan is one of four states that have voting contests today.
Democrats have a primary in Mississippi, while Republicans have primaries in Mississippi and Idaho and a caucus in Hawaii. But for both parties, the big prize is a primary in Michigan, the biggest since Super Tuesday, which is why most of the candidates have spent most of their time in the state over the past week, and both parties have staged debates there.
Powerful thunderstorms in California knocked out power to the airport in Los Angeles briefly yesterday and slowed traffic to a crawl on the freeways. Some San Francisco Bay Area roads were under more than a foot of water after 11 inches of rain fell in 72 hours. Karen Kirby lives just south of San Francisco, and she got a shock. The rainwater started rushing into her home.
Then I heard it sounded like a waterfall down here, and I was like, holy crap.
She talked to KGO-TV. A commuter train traveling through Alameda County flew off the tracks and into a creek after a tree fell on the tracks during the rainstorm. 9 people injured, but the sheriff says it's a miracle nobody was killed. 2 of Maria Sharapova's major sponsors are cutting ties with the tennis star after she acknowledged failing a doping test at the Australian Open. Nike and Tag Heuer have quickly distanced themselves from her. She says she didn't know that a drug she was taking for health reasons had recently been banned. This is AP Radio News. If a state can't get lethal injection drugs, should it be allowed to force condemned inmates to die in the electric chair? Virginia lawmakers say yes, and that bill will shortly be on the way to Governor Terry McAuliffe, who has not said whether he'll sign it. AP correspondent Alana Durka Richer is in Richmond.
Drug companies have blocked the use of their drugs, and it's causing a nationwide shortage. They don't want the state using their drugs for these injections, and so they've prohibited the states from using them.
More pedestrians are dying on our roadways. A new analysis finds that pedestrian deaths are up about 10%. This new report says more and more pedestrians and drivers are being distracted by their cell phones. First Lady Michelle Obama will attend Nancy Reagan's funeral Friday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.